Hello and welcome to the Wellness Trinity Podcast, where we interview top holistic experts and bring you natural solutions for modern day wellness. Let's get started with your host, Dr. Jacqueline.
Do you have chronic fatigue, gut challenges that are unexplainable, and emotional imbalances? You might have parasites, and you also might be doing parasite cleanses. You might actually be aware that you have parasites, taking action, and wondering why it seems like a never-ending battle with dealing with these parasites. Well, that was me, and it came to a point where I finally had to start asking deeper root cause questions. I actually worked for one of the top parasite cleansing companies a couple years ago, and I was blasting parasite cleanses out to the moon. And I was super thrilled with the fact that I personally was feeling better with these parasite cleanses until I realized I kept having to pass these parasites over and over and over again. And then I had a come to Jesus moment and I asked the Lord, I was like, hey, what is going on? Why do I keep passing these parasites? And if you're about to judge, you probably have them too. Sorry. So one day I looked in the mirror and I thought to actually pray about it. And I asked the Lord, why do I keep passing these parasites? And then he answered, he said, you need to fix the frequency. The truth is the answer was in front of my face the whole time. I actually met someone through this company that was helping me with my frequency. And I just didn't realize that I needed to take it a lot more seriously. And that opened the door to all of this emotional wellness cleanse that I've been doing with my clients. So simply put, if you want to get rid of the parasites, you have to get rid of the parasite energy. So today, we're going to tune the body to get rid of this parasite energy. Go ahead and close your eyes, lay down, get relaxed. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Breathe out any tension, any excess worry and stress of the day. Imagine it going in a little cup outside your door, and you can return to that after this session or in due time. But right now, this is the moment for you to relax and go deeper into your healing process. So right now we're tuning in to the Earth star that's underneath your feet. It's a negatively charged orb of energy. And go ahead and take a deep breath in and bring it down to that Earth star. It likes to live about 8 to 12 inches underneath your feet. There's so much that can happen when we bring awareness to something. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and continue to bring that energy and that oxygen down to that Earth star. See your field around you expanding. There's so much love and light in that field. Continue to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Letting go of the cares of the world right now. See yourself getting rooted and grounded as if you're being grounded into the earth. So the Earth Star is our relationship with the earth. And when we're rooted and we're grounded, you're able to soak up negative ions and electrons from the earth. The earth has a frequency of 7.83. Take a deep breath in and bring that breath up the central channel, out your toroidal field. And when I say toroidal field, I'm talking about how the field looks like a toroid, which basically is like the shape of an apple. Take a deep breath in and see that energy of the earth going up your central channel. And as we're tuning the body right now, we're taking the moment to be reminded that it's time to harmonize the parasite energy. So as you take a deep breath in, go ahead and see any parasites in your gut calming down. Any inflammation in the gut right now, see it dripping away and neutralizing, absorbing the sounds of this fork. See the energy going straight up your central channel around your sacral chakra, which is the color orange, and it's right underneath your belly button. In this area, if the sacral chakra is out of balance, you can find that you have lower GI challenges. So let's take a deep breath in and see your body flooding with oxygen. And we're moving that energy up your central channel. Like a river flowing with ease and grace. All right, we're gonna move up to the Sun Star. I want you to take a note of what you're noticing in your body as we are tuning right now. Now take a deep breath in and bring it up to that Sun Star, that positively charged orb of energy above your head. We're moving it up so that it can live about 8 to 12 inches above your head, allowing your body to have more energy production all the way down to a mitochondrial level. So if you know you have a parasite infection right now, see the parasites being neutralized and exiting out of your elimination channels. You can move energy around your body just by your intention. What you think about, you bring about. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and see that energy from the sun coming down your central channel, coming down your feet, wrapping around your toroidal field. So the stronger that your central channel, the stronger the edge of your field is. And the stronger that our central channel and the edge of our field are, you're gonna find that parasites don't have as much room to grow. It's like you're creating a barrier for them. Ooh. So we're gonna let go of any alarm in the body right now. Sometimes it's like those parasites are screaming at us. And it's not really your heart's desire to act out in that particular way, but it's the parasites that are doing it. So let's go ahead and say to the parasites what you want to tell them. They are no longer going to control your emotions. Anxiety and depression right now, in the name of Jesus, we're letting that go. A muscle test and see where in the body we need to work on right now to get rid of this parasite energy. Okay, so, you know, I had this weird sense earlier that we needed to work on the heart chakra, which is not my normal go-to for parasites, but the heart chakra has to do with love, and we're actually going to start on the back. So if you want to go ahead and flip over, you can flip over, but if not, that's fine too. Just imagine that the back of your heart is being tuned, and okay. So the heart chakra is the color green, and it's right behind your heart. We have chakras in front of our body and the back of our body. So the back is more about receiving. This fork here helps to get through some rough things. So I just go by intuition and what I feel God is leading me to do with the forks that I pick up. But because I picked this fork up, I'm getting the sense that there's some difficult things related to love that people are dealing with. So go ahead and take a deep breath in. And breathe out. See the color green radiating your body. Every color has a frequency to it. In fact, everything has a frequency to it. But when you're visualizing the color green, right now I'm seeing it cleansing your body. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and see that cleansing green energy covering every cell of your being all the way down to a mitochondrial level. So we're at the edge of your field, and that has to do with when you were conceived. And it seems like it wants to hang out here a little bit. So anything that's related to receiving love when you were first conceived, maybe you absorb some energy from your parents of fear. Fear is like the opposite of love. We just want to let that go, neutralizing that energy. Your parents loved you, but sometimes it can be a little scary to conceive. Okay, here we go, that moved it. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. When you visualize the word love, what does it make your body feel like? Take note of that right now. See your cells, every single cell, absorbing the frequency of love. And I feel like some of you need to ask yourself, what is holding you back from receiving more love? You may need to put yourself out there a little bit. That can be scary. All right, we're moving in. So just a reminder, parasites grow in chaos. And when the body is out of harmony in any way, parasites can grow. So when we are receiving more love, it's helping to actually calm the nervous system down to a place where these parasites don't want to overgrow. It's in that state of parasympathetic where the body heals. So continue to deep breathe, allow that breath to penetrate every cell of your being. Filling your body up with more love. It's like a beam of green light is coming through the back of your heart chakra, filling you up with love. And let's see that beam of green light coming out the front of your heart and loving on that person that's right in front of you that needs it. Maybe there's a relationship that's in a little bit of turmoil right now. How can we love that person better? So on this side, on the left side, it's related to defending against negative energy. Let's take a deep breath in and release any of that negative energy that you feel like you have to put your guard up. And it may be related to the world, depending on what type of work you do or content on social media that you consume. You might be a little bit caught up with what is going on in the world. And it's almost like your heart is building up a wall to cover you. So let's see love breaking down that wall and allowing you to continue to move from a place of love in your life. Release any sadness right now. You might feel like you need to cry, and that's okay. And in fact, if you feel like you need to move your body at all, we're moving energy. And the more that you can just kind of move with it, it can release any stuck tension in the body that much more.
remember to keep breathing. Fill your belly up full of oxygen. And we're clearing the ancestral river of any type of imbalance that was passed down from you, from your ancestors, where you felt like you had to put a guard up against their negative energy. So let's go ahead and see your previous ancestors before you, filling up with love. There's a hedge of protection over them as well. And that hedge of protection is over you as well. It's okay to love and be loved. So I'm seeing you guys wrapped in the arms of Jesus Christ, fully loved. Fully loved, just the way that you are. All right, I feel like we need to do a little topical work here on the area where sadness is unexpressed on your back. This is around your shoulder area on your left side. So this is also related to the heart chakra, but this is a little bit deeper level of sadness. Let yourself cry. Let it out. It's okay to express your emotions. And in fact, it's very healthy. Let's take a deep breath in and let's fully digest that sadness now. And take a note of what's happening along your shoulder and the back area that's near it as we harmonize this area. Let the tears out. Tears are like cleansing of the soul. What are you guys noticing right now? Allow yourself to get very embodied in this work. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in and see any tension along that left shoulder going down your central channel and being grounded into the earth. And as it's going down into the earth, it's taking along its friends, the parasites, with it. So we're bringing back the biophotons we just harmonized on that side, right back into the heart chakra, filling it up. More love. Allow yourself to forgive the person that needs to be forgiven. Maybe it might even be yourself. Sometimes we're a little too hard on ourselves. We're connecting the heart chakra to the edge of the back of your field, open you up to more love. Take a deep breath in and visualize, what does it look like to have your body full of love? What does your life look like? Maybe there's more acts of service around you, people that are doing more for you. Maybe there's a change in your words. This work can definitely get into a time warp. So we worked on the heart chakra. I'm going to go ahead and do something called columning the back chakras. So we're gonna open them up so you can receive more of everything as much as possible. So the crown chakra, that's right above your head, and it's the color white. So we want a better relationship with time and nature. When we feel under pressure, that feeling of overwhelm can definitely create chaos in the body. And remember, parasites grow in chaos. We want the body to be completely relaxed and rejuvenated from this. So see any overwhelm disappearing right now. Now we're in the third eye behind your head. It's the color purple. Any old patterns that aren't really serving you with your thoughts, we're gonna just release that, allowing you to have more intuition, allowing you to have more connection to hearing God's voice, letting that guide you in your path of life. And now your throat chakra. So we're opening up the throat chakra to be able to authentically communicate. More artistic inspiration. See that blue orb of energy behind your throat, opening up, receiving more. The words we speak create our life. So it's important to express your truth. I'm just gonna do the heart again, which this one's doing really good since we worked on that. And breathe out. We're working on the solar plexus. See your digestive juices firing. You can eat food and it doesn't matter. Well, it kind of does matter, but sometimes our body's extra sensitive because our frequencies are imbalanced. And so any food that we ingest can cause problems. So see your body being able to fully digest your food because you fully digested your emotions. And because you fully digested your emotions and you're able to digest your food, which means that there's less room for parasites to grow. So, sacral chakra, we're connecting that to the back of the field, open you up to more financial resources, to whatever it is that you need right now. And also better relationships. Even if there's a love relationship that needs some work on, just open you up to more love in that relationship, more intimacy. And as we do that, see your lower intestinal tract calming the flame, allowing the parasite energy to move through. Root chakra, so the color red right between where your legs intersect. See yourself completely grounded and safe and secure.
full of energy, and that energy, that life force, is getting down to your mitochondrial level, healing you. Now the knees. Releasing anything that's holding you back from complete healing. And lastly, the feet. We want to see yourself getting out of any toxic situation, including any toxic situation that's inside of your body. As you remove the toxicity, there's not going to be room for those parasites to overgrow. So see your body fully digesting and eliminating anything that does not belong. All right, so we're going to close you up. This is just a mini session. Normally we do 50 minutes in my regular one-on-ones, and the recorded sessions I'll have up. But I just want to give you a little taste of what this is, since many of you guys probably don't know what biofield tuning is. So we're going to wrap you in a figure eight right now. And I think of the figure eight like a couple things. It's a new beginning. And it's the idea of being limitless. There's the power of God in you. So that power can heal your body and help you to see yourself through your goals. Connecting the solar plexus to the edge of the field. We're going to wrap the body in a rainbow light cocoon, starting from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head and back down. See lights of rainbow going left to right and left to right, really zipping up everything that we did today. We've calmed the flame, any energy that of like not feeling loved that was related to parasites, we let go today. Allow your body to vibrate at the tune of God. So that complete health, healing, and restoration can be yours.
Thank you for listening to the Wellness Trinity podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more wellness tips to help you achieve optimal health. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.